From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in New York. This afternoon, officials evacuated one of the buildings adjacent to the World Trade Center site. Engineers also discovered buckling steel on another building nearby. NPR's Tovia Smith is in New York, and she's following this story. Tovia, what can you tell us about the buildings that are in jeopardy?
Well, there are at least two that are getting the most attention right now, the American Express building in the World Financial Center, which is just northwest of the World Trade Center Plaza that houses American Express and Lehman Brothers. Also, One Liberty Plaza, which is straight through on the other side in the southeast corner of the plaza. It's a 53-story building that was built in 1973 that's also said to be in danger of buckling. And officials today also mentioned the Millennium Hotel, which is not far from One Liberty. So there's a lot of anxiety about whether these buildings are safe. Especially the crews who are going in say that they are afraid. One National Guardsman said simply, you just don't know what's going to happen next.
And what is it that actually physically made those buildings unsafe? Was it the collapse of the World Trade Center towers?
Well, officials at the Office of Emergency Management today were talking about the earth moving that's going on there now having an impact on those buildings. They say we keep doing things there, and that keeps removing earth and so on, and that keeps shifting things. I also spoke earlier today to the man who was in charge of the design of the building, Matisse Levy, who's with the structural engineering firm Weilinger Associates, and he says it may be a combination of factors. There's, of course, the falling debris, mm-hmm. and large pieces have hit the eastern face of the Amex building and others in the area. And there's what Levy described as an air piston effect, where building collapses and pushes out everything around it. And then, of course, there's the vibration, the shock of the collapse, when you think about the weight of the World Trade Center slamming into the ground at once. And another major factor here is fire. Experts say that when the Twin Towers went up in flames, temperatures may have been around 2,000 degrees. That's more than enough to have melted the steel inside the Twin Towers, and possibly enough to compromise the structure around the area as well.
Well, if you put all this together and you describe the area around the World Trade Center towers that is now damaged, where the buildings are damaged, how wide an area are we talking about?
Well, obviously the worst is closest to Ground Zero, where Melissa was just a few moments ago. As you go farther out, it's a question, really, that teams of engineers from the city and from private firms are all trying to answer. They're doing inspections and structural and safety tests as we speak, and they will be continuing to do so for some time.
Well, obviously, concerns for the structural integrity of these buildings must be very discouraging to people in the financial markets who wanted to get back to work sometime reasonably soon. But there are still other problems in the area.
Oh, there are many, many more. There, all of Lower Manhattan really is still pretty much paralyzed and blocked off. Cars can't get in. Subways are not stopping there. There's still concern about running trains and creating those vibrations underground. There are still power outages. There are 12,000 people without electricity. 1,400 people without gas. Phones have been knocked out. Verizon alone says 3 million circuits or phone lines that went mostly to businesses are out of service. Crews are pumping water out of subway tunnels, and they will be doing that for a while. You can imagine firefighters are still spraying at the site, and that water is collecting underground at the foundation of the World Trade Center, and that is connected to the subways. So there's a lot of concern about flooding, and it's going to rain tonight. I think there's a lot still to be worked out before it's business as usual.
Okay, thank you, Tovia. NPR's Tovia Smith here in New York City.